Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank appeals documents, 1913-1914, page 927 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Q, you don't know, you never heard anybody say that Mr. Frank would take girls in his lap in his office here? A, no. Here objection was made by Mr. Arnold. The court. On cross-examination, he can ask what he has heard of certain things. Mr. Arnold. Up to April 26th? The court. Yes, sir. Mr. Dorsey. I am not for flushing or any such thing. I am going to bring the witnesses here. Q. You never heard of Frank going out there to Druid Hills and being caught, did you, before April 26th? A. No, but our reporter, it was his business to find out, and if he had found it out, he certainly would not have issued such a policy. Q. Now, about 12 months ago, you never heard of Frank kissing girls and playing with their nipples on their breast around there? A. No, I never heard such a thing. Q. You never heard of that at all? A. I never heard that. I had been in Mr. Frank's queue. You never talked to Tom Blackstock then, did you? A. I haven't the pleasure of Mr. Blackstock's acquaintance. Q. Did you ever know Mrs. L.D. Coney? A. I can't say that I ever heard of her. Q. Miss Murdy Cato, you never heard of her. And that he would go into the A. Mr. Dorsey, I have been down there, by the court. He wants to know if you ever heard of that before. Q. He made no apology and no explanation, but just walked right on in there when they were lying on the couch? A. I never heard that. Q. Did you ever hear of his putting his arms around Murdy Cato in the office? A. No, sir. Q. Did you ever hear about the time he went in on little Gertie Jackson that was sick, lying in the dressing room with her dress up, and stood up there and looked at her, and hear any talk of the girls there about his attitude? A. No, sir. Q. Did you ever hear about his frequently going into the dressing room with Vernie McDaniel? A. No, sir. Q. Did you ever hear of the time it was said that Miss Pearl Darrison, about 5 years ago, when he held out the monkey in one hand and put his hand on the girl, that she threw the monkey wrench at him? You never heard of that time? A. No, sir. Q. Did you ever talk to Mrs. Martin Donegan? A. No, sir, not that I know of. Q. Did you ever hear them say that he paid special attention to the girls, and winked and smiled at them, and had nude pictures hung up in his office, and walked around and slapped the girls on the seat? A. No, sir. Q. Miss Wingote, 34 Mills Street, did you ever talk to her about Frank? A. No, sir, I don't know her. 107,